We're on.
Your Honor, we'll call to order the Board of Equalization meeting at 8:33 on the clock for Wednesday, November 23rd of 2016. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Minutes by observation: Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. Oh, boy. People look up there, yeah.
Must have been the last meeting.
I didn't know.
Move them back.
That might have been the
P&Z meeting.
P&Z and Thiemann, yeah, you still can't. There you go.
There we go.
6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And seeing none, we'll move on to entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the tax correction slip number 13, which we've been passing around here. And Patty can explain that one a little bit.
Well, basically what happened is one of the nursing homes changed names, and they both turned in a personal property schedule. And so we're taking one off.
So they both actually paid.
Yeah.
Why did we catch that? No.
Probably because it's different names and it's self-reporting. You know, we probably could have just taken them both, but I guess one figured it out.
Yeah, once they figured it out, yeah.
Yeah, evidently the accountant turned it in because they changed the names and it's the same. Well, it's a little different because, but there's no way to. We took their money.
Yeah, and it was for a little bit over $2,400, so that they both paid. Apparently, there are two entities paid for that one personal property situation.
I assume they have a different accountant for each one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Motion to approve. Correction slip.
It's one way to reduce property tax. So.
Second.
So who made the motion? Oh, Matt did. And Bauman made the motion to approve, and Thiemann seconded. Any more discussion?
Oh, vote. Yeah. Did, county attorney wants to know. Huh?
6-0.
I didn't even say this. Did the pictometry catch that?
It's personal property.
Yeah, it's personal property.
You wait, you guys. It's my babe. I'm going to get it.
So who flies that drone anyway? Want to off it?
We can get one for $49.99 for Christmas.
If it's not on the tax rolls, fire a missile and just blow the structure up? Can we do that?
It doesn't go inside. How funny, Roger.
He said it. I didn't do it.
Anything else, Patty?
Yeah. Not really. I'm going to be sending, or Lori's going to be sending that tax statement, so I suppose the first week of December might be kind of busy, so otherwise, that's pretty much it till the end of the year, and then we start over again. So I have to look at all our values again.
When did you say the tax statements were going to go out? In December sometime they always go out.
No, they ran personal property the other day, so they're running real estate. They have to stuff them off.
Okay.
I would imagine she likes to, because people like to pay them at the end of the year so they can get them on this year's taxes. So I would assume the first week in December she'll try to have them out.
So. Just wondering when we were going to get phone calls. So.
Yeah, that's a bad time of year to send them to people.
Okay. Terry?
Yes.
Patty, I'm aware of two real estate land sales that were significantly down from what the valuation we had on them. And this is going to be a trend, not a fluke, shall we say it. With that being said, there's going to be some significant changes. I know that. What I see so far, and so that's something changed, but I don't see it.
You need to come because Bob just finished this week. He goes to Arizona, but he just finished my whole board down there, and we've got all the cells plotted. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to stop in, we can look at it. Irrigation definitely will not go up. Dry land and grass is still low compared to what it was, but we are trending down, but it's still, we're looking at the 3 years.
I understand that. I get it.
So it's really interesting this year how he did, you know, he's got that really spelled out for us. And like I said, irrigation is not, nothing's happening with that.
I mean, you're talking about for the year, what
we'll
year are we talking about? 16,
years.
Correct?
We'll be using 3 years.
I know, but you're talking about 16, no increase, correct? We're going back to 16 now.
No, this is 16 will be billed.
Right.
In December.
Right.
So that already
happened. In 16, we had a significant increase in things,
it won't
correct?
Be as significant for 17, but there is still going to be some on dry and grass.
Up? I guess I don't see it, but we'll find out.
Just, you need to come really.
I'll have to, I guess.
Stop well, in and look
no,
at the
no,
sales.
But a little bit what he's referring to is these sales here happened lately. She ends her, basically her year of looking at them in October 1st.
Okay.
So we're next year or a year from now, and part of, unfortunately, part of the way the system is, you take the last 3 years also, and it takes 3 years of down sales to really start making a move down, you know.
So that is the cutoff date, October.
Yep. So see these will all be on this next year that you will look at.
I don't know when his sales have happened.
They were just in the last couple of weeks.
Was that the property?
Last week.
The one you called?
Last week.
Yeah.
That one, the 240, did that sell? Or is that sold yet?
Not yet. That's coming. But.
You know what?
That's going to be.
That's an auction, right?
Yep.
Well, the one Homestead had here a week ago or in the last week.
I know what I'm talking about. These things are going down. They're going to go down pretty fast.
Yeah. And the one Homestead had out here.
The problem with the assessor's office, though, is we're still looking at 3 years' worth of sales, so I can't get them down as quick as they're coming down. I agree with you that they are coming down, but what I'm saying is that's only 1 year.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is maybe we should have hugged closer to the 68% rather than the 72%.
It has to be 69 to 70.
Okay, 69% then. That's what I'm getting at, because if you start looking at these, and one other thing, when you look at these tax statements, we have value, it says on there. Why can't we have the 100% of the value listed on there so people can figure it rather than have to figure it backwards?
It's just that the vendors make it the way the state requires it for us to have it that way.
Okay.
So each one plus, Terry, it gets complicated because some places have houses on it.
Right.
And so when you have a house on it, you have to extract that first acre and the 3 acres or whatever that are building site. Those can't be considered into raw ag land and get the deduction.
But it doesn't seem complicated to me to put the actual value that you're setting on it so people can see it. Other counties do it that way, I know.
What other county?
I think straight to the west of us over here.
Johnson.
Jefferson?
Maybe Pawnee, Johnson.
You're pointing east, but.
The only thing I know that another county has done is sent out the names of the people that bought the properties for the sales. They've taken the owner's name and told, you know, what the sale price is.
My question is, why can't we list what I call the list price right on the sheet so people can see it?
Because it's not all of them are just ag land sales. They're not all just bare ag land. You see what I'm saying? If there's a house on there, you have to take
You have
out
a value
the
on the house,
acre.
Though, correct?
You have to take the first acre and then the other 2 acres, plus you have to look at the inventory to see, you know, what's on that to determine what the 100% value is.
Well, let's just say then ag land is it a farm sale with no buildings. Why can't that be on that sheet?
Well, we could ask the vendors, but it would be quite a job to do that because the vendors would have to program that in. And then next year it's going to be even more complicated because now what you're going to see is I think the governor's proposed some decreases on the ag land, some exemptions. Are you aware of that? There's going to be more of a tax credit on the farm ground next year.
Well, the thing that I can't get through my head, I guess, and I don't understand it, is this valuation we have there is 72%. Okay, you take that valuation to get the actual valuation, you divide by 72 to get the actual valuation, what it's based off of.
100%.
Why can't we see what that 100% is rather than have to figure it? Why can't it be put on there?
it wouldn't be a difficult thing if all you're dealing with is vacant ag land.
Okay.
But if you've got buildings, houses, and other things on there, then the ag land.
I know it's valued differently. I understand that. Buildings are valued differently.
Pull out, if you have like an 80-acre tract, and then you have like a house sitting on that 80 acres, the first acre under that house is $12,000.
Right.
That does not get any discount.
I've got no problem with that.
The next two are $2,500. Those do not get any discount. So somehow the computer vendor would have to go in there and extract only the farm ground and then divide it by whatever percentage each county
is. The farm ground is listed right down here separately from the building, so.
Not on your tax statement, it's not.
Well, on the printouts that I received from you, it is, yes.
And that,
so I don't know why that couldn't be put over here, ag land over here. This is what we say it's worth.
I can ask. I mean,
It makes sense to me. Rather than everybody have to go home and sing, well, is this what it's worth, or is this not what it's worth, or this.
And here's one thing that I will caution everybody on is that this is mass appraisal versus fee appraisal. So if you're going to be in the selling or the buying business, I would definitely have a fee appraiser look at that and see what type of value that it could potentially bring on the market. Because
I'm talking about a public auction, when something's sold at a public auction, that's a true sale.
Yeah. And yeah, but the only thing is you would want to not necessarily use my value as the point to where you would want to bid what my value is. You'd want to look at sales around there. With a fee appraiser, they look at the subject and they look at three of the real comparable sales. Same soils, same things like that. So a fee appraisal is where you really want to look at that if you're going to bid or if you're going to sell it to see exactly what it's going to be worth. You know, on mass appraisal, we're doing it at a whole broad spectrum of sales that have taken place. And I would say the majority of time in the earlier days, even though I put 28% increases on, I would say my figure was probably still low.
And I agree with you in the earlier times.
But we've got.
But we're in a different time frame right now. One other thing on this mass appraisal you're talking about. Does that just encompass Gage County, or is it surrounding counties also?
If we do not have enough sales, like in Area 2, we have 15 sales, like in that area, that bottom tier over by. What we do is we pull in some of Pawnees and some of those others to blend in with Gage to make sure that everything's looking similar. Another thing we do is we bring Johnson counties into Gage counties. Jefferson's into Gage to kind of blend to see where we are on values. So the assessors do look at the different, but bottom line is every farm is very different.
You're correct.
You know, you're telling me like on that one, there was no fences or whatever. So in my thinking, it probably shouldn't bring as much as what, you know, something that's a nice pasture land with fence.
But they're still getting taxed at that high rate.
Well, it depends upon, because there was also on that one, there was also CRP and dryland and some waste.
One other comment I'm going to make. Gage County is in a different scenario than the rest of the surrounding counties. Yeah. To me, the tax structure here, if it's up for auction, it is going to bring less simply because of this judgment we have hanging over our head. So anybody in their right mind is going to look at that before they purchase something in Gage County. So.
Well, and really, if you guys, I would be glad to show you the sales that have taken place. I think that the one that most shocks me the most is our grassland, is why that's ever been as high as it's been in the last few years.
And I want to make a comment. Cattle are half the price they were a year ago. Okay.
And agland, the valuation.
I'm not disagreeing with
you. I'm just telling you what the trend is out there. So.
Yeah. It's just that the rules and the. Unfortunately, the market says one thing and the rules for what I have to go by say another.
But part of what Terry's bringing up, and I think the board has had some discussion, too, on it, part of what we're dealing with is to be after six. But as we're dealing with a lot of different options out there, part of our discussion has been, though, our valuation, it's currently where it's at today. But we did this on the way up as property valuation was going up. We were looking at that and realizing that, hey, we're, you know, our valuation will be trending higher. I think everybody that's sitting here today, if you look at it honestly today, over the next 3 to 5 years, our valuation will be trending down. So as we enter into talks or whatever we do with this Beatrice 6 thing, that is also on our mind. If we do something today and then 5 years from now, our valuation on ag land is 20 to 25% less, what does that do to this county's financial situation? I mean, that has been some of the informal discussions we've had. Yeah, so that is...
We've talked about that in the past, yeah. Regardless of the Beatrice 6 or not. We've talked that at some point, this is going to stabilize or it's going to bottom out, and then we're going to have a problem.
Yes.
One thing I am seeing, though, in Beatrice and surrounding areas, they're rebounding pretty good now.
The housing...
The residential market is.
The housing market is rebounding. Now, you know, and just sitting here looking, and nobody knows for sure, but over the next 3 to 5 years, if ag land is working down, which by the sales it is now, you know, as that progresses down, will, I call it the industry or the housing industry, will that work up enough to stabilize our valuation? And those are unknowns that none of us know.
Right. Yeah. And the thing of it is regardless, I'm still interpreting the market. You know, I have to determine, you know, I know we've got this big thing hanging over our heads, but unfortunately, until that shows me that it's selling less and until I have a sell that proves that, I don't kick anything out unless I absolutely have to. I mean, I put in lows, I put in highs. Now there's things like, you know, between family members, and sometimes even the ones between family members, I'm thinking, I could probably leave that in there because I don't know that they got such a good deal here, you know. And so, but it's just like the wind farms and some of those things, you know, people wanted to say to us that this is definitely going to affect my value. You can say that, but it doesn't, you have to see it, you know. It has to be a sale that takes place. I agree, you know, some of the things, you know, that we're coming up against could definitely affect what's going to happen here. But until that happens, then I plot it, and then we've definitely seen that that's taken place. You know, so I understand where you're at, but I've got to have the evidence, and I've got to have the sale in hand saying this is because of this, this did go down. Now I'm going to use it.
We can't just say we think it's going to.
No.
We have to look at the evidence, and that's what Patty is doing. She's looking at sales, she's doing comparables as the law tells her to do, and she's doing it correctly.
And I... Go ahead, Derek.
Derek.
Just like Terry said, though, there's been a lot of people that have asked if they could just have valuations written on there in total. And I don't know if you have a... If you have multiple types of ground, I'm guessing you'd have to have room for multiple lines, so you'd have the home place and then the different lines. So I don't know how you'd do it.
But you have that now, Eric.
Yeah, we have it, but on their sheet that comes out, it's not.
According to soil types right now.
They just want that on their own sheet, though. That, I mean, we see that, but they don't get that mailed out to them, do they?
They don't. And, you know, here's going to be, you know, everybody's responsible for looking at their stuff. I mean, come to my office. Let me sit down because it's a lot easier, like with you, Terry. You got to understand it. You can't, you know, you've got to let me sit down and explain it all through the process. Sometimes they get information and it's not correct information. You know, people have come in, sat down, and it's not at all what they thought until I explain it. So I really need to, I'd be glad to always sit down with people. And I got rid of a lot of protests that way. And they weren't happy with the situation, but they understood because of the laws of what I have to do. And, you know, probably 3 or 4 years ago, we sent on a full printout of their farms, and it may have been a little longer than that. And I asked specifically because we had CRP down 10% reduction. And a lot of places, I didn't know where all the CRP was, you know. And the best thing, they could get a break if they would let me see a map and show me where their CRP is. So we have the inventory sheet. We have the whole property record card. We should look at your square footage on your house. We should look at the whole, you know, the whole thing and make sure we have it right. And then let me explain it because I really worry that sometimes too many figures and not understanding what's in the regulations is just a confusion to a lot of people. And I don't know if you, you know, that's kind of where I'm at, you know.
I understand how it works. But
even the dividing, I told you the mathematician, you know, I'm not a, but you divide that figure to get it up to market.
To get
And you know,
so I don't. That's one comment I'm making again. I'd like to see that so people wouldn't have to divide what they say value is. This is what we think it's worth. 100% list price, I call it. I think that should be on there.
I'll take that for a note.
Okay. Good deal. Yeah. Anything else? If not, we will adjourn Board of Equalization at 8:53 on the clock.